SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New York City's mayor is causing some problems. He says he's going after those who may have caused him some problems. Former President Donald Trump addressing a Bitcoin conference in Nashville over the weekend. Mr. Trump embraced the digital currency in recent years and says he will promote the use of Bitcoin in the United States if elected.
I'm laying out my plan to ensure that the United States will be the crypto capital of the planet and the Bitcoin superpower of the world, and we'll get it done. If crypto is going to define the future, I want to be mined, minted, and made in the USA. It's going to be. It's not going to be made anywhere else.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel says that rocket strike at a soccer field killing 12 children in a town in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. BBC correspondent Barbara Platt Usher.
This is the deadliest strike in the north of the country since cross-border exchanges escalated last October, and it had particularly tragic results. Most of the victims appear to be children and teenagers who were playing football. The attack followed an Israeli strike on Lebanon that killed four militants. Hezbollah fired rockets in response to that, but told the BBC it had nothing to do with the one that hit Majd al-Shams. An Israeli military official said initial assessments and intelligence showed otherwise. Majd al-Shams is a village of Druze Arabs near the border with Syria and Lebanon. They refused Israeli citizenship when Israel annexed the territory in 1981.
Authorities in Congo say a stampede at a concert has killed at least seven people. Many others have been injured. It's unclear what caused the stampede. This is SRN News. A Tennessee school district ends up paying a big settlement.
The Shelby County School Board of Education said no when the Satanic Temple sought to hold an after-school Satan Club in the local elementary schools. The temple took the board to court, and now Shelby County has decided to settle. The penalty is a $15,000 charge for legal fees, and the board will allow the Satanic Temple to set up its club. The Satanists are calling the settlement, quote, a victory for the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership and old buildings, many churches closing their doors, but some congregations using their land in ways to reflect their faith. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing in the community as the housing crisis intensifies across the country. One church turned it into a six-story complex with a lot of apartments. This is SRN News. An embarrassing mistake opening night in the Paris Olympics.
Olympic organizers have said they are deeply sorry for introducing South Korea's athletes as North Korea during the opening ceremony of the Paris Games, as the North Korean athletes waved their nation's flag on a boat floating down the Seine River on Friday evening. They were announced in both French and English as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. South Korea is the Republic of Korea, the IOC says in a post on X in Korean. We deeply apologize for the mistake that occurred when introducing the Korean team during the opening ceremony broadcast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Finally, folks in Paris are beginning to get around town now. Police have taken down most of the barricades after the Olympic Games opening ceremony, but a lot of locals say they are still struggling and not at all happy. More details at srnnews.com.